Chapter 2. Small threads of blood swirl around the toilet bowl, and I flush for the second time. I stand for a moment with my knickers around my knees, not wanting to change the sanitary pad. I think I can wait until the next time I have to pee. As I pull up my knickers, it occurs to me that I had the exact same thought the last time I peed. I tighten the belt of my dressing gown and go over to the sink, get lost in a trance over the turquoise glass mosaics on the wall. The tap sputters on, and I wash my hands, doubt whether I have already done it. The soap foam smells synthetic. It's the cheap one from the supermarket that I don't like. The sound of car tires on gravel makes me look up. Through the blinds, I can see a police car stopping in front of the house. The windshield wipers are on at full speed, though only a mist is falling. Cawing, a few crows alight from the gravel road and disappear over the stubbly black fields where the rapeseed no longer blooms. My pulse rises as I watch the lights of the police car go out, the front doors open, and two officers step out. Torben slides his hand over his big, full red beard before putting the police hat on his head. The other officer is a woman I haven't seen before. They stand for a while looking at the boxes in the front garden. The drizzle has turned the cardboard dark brown. Torben says something, and the woman nods. They turn to face the house and start walking towards the front door. I stumble over the pack of nappies as I back away from the bathroom window. I squat beside the toilet. Hold my breath. They spotted it. Of course they spotted it. The doorbell rings. Close to my ear, the toilet makes a faint trickling sound, and I close my eyes. I should have been prepared. The doorbell rings again.
Ava? Stetten?
I jump when Torben calls from out there. The sound of our names tears me back to reality. I lean on the toilet and get up. What am I doing? Sitting beside a toilet, hiding from the police. I rummage in the pocket of the dressing gown, find the box of Gayol licorice, and put some in my mouth.